Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Anne-Louise Gittleman. Her book is called Radical Longevity. Her websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And I always used to have fun in the kitchen because I loved chemistry as a kid. And I always thought of a kitchen as a laboratory. And sure enough, you've got a chapter devoted to a kitchen, and it should be your laboratory.
And the cook is the kitchen chemist, George. So I believe that the utensils and the cookware and even the cooking methods are the most important elements in terms of food these days, perhaps even more important than what you're eating.
Really? Tell me why.
Well, because of the way that you're cooking. If you're cooking with high heat, high and dry heat, or if you broil, you grill, you barbecue, you fry, you toast, you brown, you're creating something called advanced glycation end products, or AGEs, which ages before our time. They're highly inflammatory and highly connected to every disease known to man. So we have to use cooking methods that are low and slow, and wetter is better. That's why I tell people to poach, use a slow cooker, and marinate if they're going to use the grill at all. The best marination that I know of is using a little bit of olive oil with some sort of acidic base, maybe a little bit of wine or a little bit of lemon and lime and a little bit of thyme and garlic and rosemary.
Some lemon juice works too. As a marinade. Did you know that?
A delicious marinade. But that can reduce the ages by 88%. And the other thing is to take a look at what your cooking utensils are made from. If they're made from iron, aluminum, or copper, get rid of them.
How come you can look at somebody who is 80 and look at another person who is 80 next to them, and you could see a remarkable difference in age just by looking at the two of them?
Well, a lot of it is lifestyle. I don't think your genes are your destiny. So a lot of it, I think 80% is lifestyle, and 20% of it is probably inherited, quite frankly. But people that live a very long age, live long into the age of radical longevity, 100, 120, are those people that have a certain genetic mutation that allows for better cellular repair. So you can replicate that probably very easily by doing a little restricted eating and intermittent fasting.
Now, if you're going to live long, 100, 120, you want to be able to function right. So can you?
Well, you can if you change your whole view of aging, if you change the way that you view aging. You know, biology is not your destiny, for heaven's sakes. So you can if you do have the right lifestyle, if you're cooking properly, if you're exercising, if you have a lot of social activity, if you have a purposeful life, if you're exercising moderately, and you have a wide variety of friends.
A couple of years ago, we were talking about your book, Zapped, about cell phones and things like that. Has anything changed? We've gone into 5G since then.
Oh, boy. You don't want to hear about that, or do you?
I guess I do.
You do.
Reluctantly.
reluctantly. Well, the truth is that today our exposure to EMFs has increased probably a quillion times over the past 100 years, and a quintillion is what you get when you multiply a million by a million five times.
Wow.
So the reality is that 5G is making the radiation exposure even worse. It's kind of like Wi-Fi on steroids. 4G uses a maximum of about 5 gigahertz frequency, but 5G uses between 24 and 90 gigahertz frequency. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that higher frequencies are dramatically more potent and more dangerous. So all this non-ionizing radiation can create sleep problems, fatigue, cancer, depression, back pain, digestive disturbances, cataracts, chronic inflammation, and what have I forgotten? Oh, and memory loss. So yes, there is a problem.
What do you say about people who sleep with their phones in their bed?
You got to keep your phone and all electronics out of the bed. You got to keep the router out of your room if you can, because it's like a mini cell phone tower. So you have to discharge at night. That's what I tell everybody.
And if you don't?
If you don't, you're suffering from what we call calcium dysregulation, because a lot of the cell phone radiation, the non-ionizing radiation, starts to release calcium from the cells, and it changes the way calcium ions bind to the surface of the membrane. And since calcium ions are the glue that hold together cell membranes that are only two molecules thick, the molecules and membranes are likely to weaken and tear, allowing toxins to enter and contents to spill out. So my point being is that you dysregulate the calcium, you're affecting your magnesium, which is a natural calcium blocker.
You devote a chapter to parasites. How bad are they?
Oh, that's another thing. The parasites are extremely immunosuppressive, so anybody that has an autoimmune issue has to clean up with their parasites.
Now, where do they come from?
They come from food. They come from sushi. They've come from people that are eating a lot of fish that are undercooked. They can even come from salads that aren't washed properly. They come from water. They can come from daycare centers. They can come from our pets, unfortunately.
Interesting. And how do you get rid of them?
You do a cleanse. You can do a cleanse with a little some diatomaceous earth, put it in your smoothie, or you can do the cleanse that I talk about in Radical Longevity. It's a program I developed over 40 years ago, because I think that over 80% of people that are truly sick have one or more parasites harboring in their systems.
I used to remember as kids my parents talking about parents and kids and pinworms.
Yes.
It's kind of gross. I don't want to really dwell on it, but I got to ask you. Is that still a problem today?
I think it's a problem that's not being diagnosed. Half those kids out there that are hyperactive or that have ADHD and all kinds of pandas and pans, all these newfangled diseases, really have a lot of tapeworms and pinworms in their system.
Oh, my God.
They get them because of their eating habits and because our immune system is getting so weak because there are so many toxins in the environment.
They've ingested a few eggs, you mean, and then they just hatch?
Well, they're playing in the dirt. They're playing in the sandbox where a dog or cat could have defecated. So, yes, there are problems.
Interesting. It's kind of sick, isn't it?
But the truth is you can get rid of them pretty easily. I mean, they're over-the-counter medications that people can use. They're natural enzymes. And there's this papaya seed mixture that you can use as well to get rid of pinworms. So it's not so difficult, and the kids' behavior will change overnight.
Ann Louise Gittleman with us, her book, Radical Longevity. We're going to take calls with her next hour, where you can ask a question or two or share a story as well. You think the skin, protecting the skin, is vital. Tell me about that.
Well, it's the largest organ of the body. And people that are very concerned about aging don't want any sagging, dragging, or bagging of tissues. So that's where collagen comes into play, George. But I don't believe in a lot of the conventional nutritional aspects of getting exogenous collagen. I think you should build up your collagen with more vitamin C, proline, and lysine. Lysine is absolutely the most important amino acid for good collagen, strong hair, and strong nails. It can also help prevent cancer from metastasizing through the body.
Edgar Cayce used to write, remember him, the American prophet?
Oh, yes.
He would write that to prevent, not cure, big difference, but to prevent cancer, eat 3 raw almonds a day.
Yes, and now we take the apricot seeds. Yes, it has a little bit of the...
Same thing.
...pleiotril. Yes, 3 a day keeps nasties away, so to speak. Yes, indeed.
And you would agree with that?
I do, yes. There are a lot of people that have cured themselves of cancer using Laetrile. Yes, they've had to go south of the border for the treatment, but they've had remarkable results.
Interesting. I've been taking almonds for about 6 years now, 3 a day.
Well, it'll keep you young and spry.
What's in it that does it?
it's got a little bit of bitter in it, which is very anti-parasitic and anti-cancer.
Interesting take. What about heavy metals and minerals? What do you think about them?
No aluminum.
Explain.
No aluminum foil.
I'm losing your voice.
No aluminum and aluminum foil.
No aluminum. What about minerals?
The most important things about minerals is that you have to keep your house copper-free, which has been connected to Alzheimer's disease, as well as iron-free, because that is that's an aging trigger. So both copper and iron are primary aging triggers that can make you old before your time and are dramatically connected to Alzheimer's.
What would you say is one of the most dramatic things you could tell us about your health?
I think one of the most dramatic things I can say is that you should be sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night to make sure that your adult stem cells are well-nourished and well-fed.
That's easier said than done. Are you with me?
I'm here, yes.
I'm losing your voice.
I know.
Is your voice going?
My voice is going, because what's worth using is worth overusing. Yes, I've been speaking all day.
Oh, my gosh. You got another hour to go, Annie?
Oh, I'll be terrific. I'm good.
Okay. Keep a little water by you.
That's... I got more than a little water.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, if you look at all the things that we've talked about so far, what would you say would be the first thing you would do in changing somebody's perception of aging?
The first thing I would do is to change their perception of aging is letting them know that there's a possibility, that there's a vision of aging into vitality, resilience, health, and gratitude, that all of it is very possible. We have to look at the people that have lived long and just copy their good habits.
And some of them will be very upfront about their habits, won't they?
Some of them will, and some of them will get by on good genes. So it depends upon the intention of the individual, yes. But I think it's very important for people to have the intention, because attention goes where intention flows.
How important is it to protect the brain and keep it thinking?
It's the most important organ, George. And what I learned from radical longevity is that there's actually a mineral, I call it the Cinderella mineral, that can reverse Alzheimer's, and I bet you couldn't guess what that is.
What would that be?
Lithium.
Really? Well, and they give you lithium as a drug, but you can get it as a supplement.
Well, this is microdoses of lithium. These are small, small amounts of lithium.
Lithium orotate, isn't it?
It's lithium orotate. And I have spoken with many, many doctors, anti-aging functional medicine doctors, that have actually turned around their Alzheimer's using 20 milligrams of lithium a day.
Interesting. Have you seen this new report that the FDA has approved a new Alzheimer's drug?
Yeah, it's exceedingly expensive.
$56,000 a year for the treatment.
Get some lithium.
My God, 56, and it's not really something they've studied. They haven't studied the results. They just approved it.
And we don't know the side effects either.
No, why would they do something like that?
Because it's the FDA. Because there's no money in vitamins and minerals.
So somebody's pressuring them for the cash.
Unfortunately, sometimes big pharma, that's what it's all about.
Now, will an insurance company pick up a $56,000 a year drug usage?
I doubt that. I doubt that very much.
I think so, too. I think it's a mess. So you've got this powerful plan to sharpen your brain, strengthen your body, reverse these symptoms of aging. What's the first thing you try to fix? The brain?
The first thing that seems to be most important for people is to fix the brain, and that's where getting the copper pipes out of the house, getting a water filtration system that blocks copper is very important, and looking at all your vitamins and minerals, and I know you talk a lot about this on your show, but making sure that they're copper and iron free, because those are two triggering agents for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other brain degenerative issues.
But the blood does need iron, doesn't it?
Well, the blood needs iron when you're growing, but by the age of 18, you start to stockpile it.
I've got a friend of mine. He's got hemochromatosis.
Very common, very common.
Too much iron in his system.
I had a client that just was diagnosed with hemochromatosis, and having that diagnosis and reading the book about the ferritin levels actually saved his life, yes.
You know what they do for him?
They donate blood.
That's right. He's got to let blood out on a regular basis.
But everybody should do that, George, regardless of hemochromatosis, on a yearly basis.
Really?
Helping you and helping the person you're donating it to, yes.
How does it help you?
because you're getting rid of the excess iron, which is connected to heart disease in men and women, and also liver problems and brain problems. You got to get rid of the extra iron. There's no way of getting rid of it unless you let it out with a donation.
Or drink a lot of wine.
A little bit of wine goes a long way. Yes, wine, black tea, and even quercetin, that magnificent antioxidant.
Your body's like a fine-tuned machine, isn't it?
It should be a fine-tuned machine. The older you get, the finer you have to tune it. You know, it's not easy to grow older with grace and resilience. It may not be easy, but it's well worth it.
Why do so many people have, like, knee surgeries, knee replacements, hip replacements, shoulder cuff replacements? What happens to these bones where you have to replace these body parts?
Well, there's a lack of collagen. There's a lack of glucosamine sulfate, a lack of nourishing fluids in the joints. And I think there's also a lack of nutrition, and there's too much of these nightshades and the calcification from the tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplant. But people find that they can, some people find, not everybody, that they can actually not have the surgery that's scheduled if they go off of nightshades for 3 months. It was the most important thing that was my aha moment in the book.
How bad is sugar, Ann?
Sugar is the bad thing, not fat. Sugar is a precursor to all kinds of diseases. Sugar also will feed cancer, so we'd have to do without sugar. Maybe 1 to 2 fruits a day is probably the most important way to go with that.
What would you say is the worst food to ingest?
Canola oil.
Really?
Yeah, because there are quite a few studies that connect it with Alzheimer's.
Canola oil?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
That's why you've got to get it. And
I don't use it anyway, but it's still good to know.
Well, a little coconut oil, a little avocado oil, if it's pure avocado oil. Olive oil, of course, is the best. And a little bit of hemp seed oil, hemp puree.
Where do we get your book, Radical Longevity?
Radical Longevity. If people want to go to RadicalLongevityBook.com, they'll get 3 free downloads and 6 gifts.
Oh, really? And we can pick up the entire book where, though?
At Amazon.
Amazon bookstores yet?
All bookstores and Amazon, yes.
That's great. What are you working on next?
I'm working on a book on my rejuvenation and regeneration after writing Radical Longevity.
Have you always been interested in health, even since you were a little girl?
Always interested, because I had a grandmother that I'm named after that died of a mysterious illness, and I couldn't figure out why they didn't know why she died. She died at the age of 42.
That's young. That's young today. It's young then.
It's young then. It's enlightened self-interest. That's why we get involved with everything, George. It's enlightened self-interest.
You know, it's kind of funny. I'll pick my bumper music for the show, and I'll look at them, and then I'll go on to Wiki and read a little bit about who they are and what they did, even though I knew who they are. But it's amazing how many people have passed on, Ann. It's
I know
unbelievable.
That's why you can understand, and I'm just a little bit older than you, that aging is a privilege, so we have to regard it with respect, honor, and reverence.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.